Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 127. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
That's all hearsay. You know that.
What's hearsay?
That we're middle-aged.
Or say here. Say here.
Say here.
Youngster.
Here.
Yeah, I guess. And that's what they tell us.
You're like, I'm looking at these episodes.
Hold on. Where's our logo? I'm looking at the. There is our logo. It says middle-aged and creeped out.
Lies, all lies.
All
lies.
We're youngins.
Lies.
No, we're having a pretty good night, aren't we?
We are.
Pretty good.
Pert near.
I think the same thing.
And again, we don't know when they're going to listen to this episode, but tonight is the night before Thanksgiving, so get our bellies full. And
if you listen to the episodes in order,
I wouldn't if you were.
our last episode sounds a little weird because I forgot to plug in the mixing board.
I didn't even bring it.
What?
So it sounds
what?
Like we're in a
well, I just wanted to get
tunnel.
It out there.
What and hey, hey.
Yeah.
We are aware it has a different sound.
Don't email us and tell us.
Yeah,
it's just
it?
Old school.
Oh,
that's
the,
all.
The Pennhurst Pennhurst Asylum.
That's right.
Yeah, Pennhurst.
Yeah. So, well, I had my headphones on, and when Nate always listens to it for a few minutes just to make sure it sounds right.
Well, it sounded great in the headphones,
and I was like,
"We just trust."
What the heck's going on there?
And, yeah. Lots of trust.
Hey, that's okay. That's all right. You had a good streak. Yeah. It just proves that you're human.
Oh,
you're,
they call it the streak.
I have failures.
There you go.
Still, though, you can hear it. It's just...
No, yeah. I mean, it's audible.
Tin canny.
Yeah, just hissy and tin canny.
Are you talking about Sean?
Yeah. Well, that's
hissy.
Just... Yeah, well, I'm normal. Normally, that way.
We are having a good night, though.
Yes, I would agree
with
that.
Good night to record, yeah, and then we get our bellies full and have a day off tomorrow. Unfortunately, Sean doesn't have Friday off. I do. I don't want to brag. That's not my nature.
I do. Braggy Braggerton.
You have Friday off?
I have Friday off, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
4 days.
I have Thursday and Saturday off. I work Friday and Sunday. That's pretty normal for me, though. I always work too much in the holidays.
You don't work, but
work
you're working Sunday though. Because of being off tomorrow, right?
No.
Oh.
But I work because it's necessary.
You don't usually
nobody
work
else
Sundays,
will do.
Nobody
I
else
do not normally work Sundays, okay. No, but I do work weekends sometimes. But
oh, okay. All right.
It's a long, convoluted story is why I'm working, but yeah, I'm
gotcha.
Working.
Okay. Well.
You don't want to hear it. It was my fix for the Sunday coverage.
Gotcha. Do what you got to do, right?
That's right.
I understand.
Do what
I
you
understand.
Like.
Well, you want to tell our creepies our...
Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Well, I thought
that's a guy, it's a girl dancing.
I was going to say, team player, but you're the only one on the team.
Yeah. There's no I in team.
I was going to say, there is I in team.
There's no I in team, it's just Sean.
But they always say, there is me.
There is me.
I am dedicated, I will
you
just
are,
say that.
You are dedicated. If I can say anything about Sean... His dedication.
It's dead.
Lead by example, dedication. And they don't care.
Crickets.
No.
We're going stringing. We're going through the quad.
A little
get
cold
in
out
the
there,
car.
Huh, Frank?
Get in the car, Frank. Okay, get in the car. Oh, sorry. Get in the car,
movie.
Frank.
What a great movie.
That's great.
Frank the Tank.
But we're going streaking, honey. Taking the Red Dragon out.
That is fantastic.
Let's hurry up and get to the COSO.
I think that's a good idea.
Sean, you want to
because you're my boy, Blue, right?
Yeah.
All right. The Creeped Out shout out. New friend of Mako, Wendy Koch, is the host of a Juicy Pear, P-E-A-R podcast. She had Todd on as a guest recently on her show. It will drop soon. Check out her show and please subscribe, rate, and review. She can also be found on Facebook by searching a Juicy Pear podcast. And her website is ajuicypearpodcast.com. Tell her the Mako boys told you.
And it was a very fun time.
That's not,
being
yeah.
on our show.
You were on there for an hour, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And guess who else was on just before me, I think, is the episode or two, Jerry Pauly.
Is that right?
So I'm in good
very
company.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, she has a great show, and she has a lot of interesting guests. So, mm-hmm. And she had a guy on, I've listened to, excuse me, about five or six episodes. So one guy was in a cult. He married into a cult, and then he got the heck out of there, and that was a very interesting and creepy episode.
Sounds like it,
yeah. I mean, because, yeah, it's like, oh, it sounds like a movie. But yeah, she's a great friend of the show now, and we're going to have her on soon, possibly next month. But she's going to get back with me to make sure it works, and if not, then I said, oh, no, you know what? As I'm saying that, I got back. I said, just remind you, you know, make sure, let me know if that works. I think it was December 13th. She said, just with the holidays, let's just start, like, the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So, cool. But, yeah, so she will be on
the show.
Shout
out to Wendy, then. Very cool.
Yeah. So, with that, thank you, Sean, for the COSO.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we going to talk about?
This is my pick, and it is the Old Joliet Prison.
Old Joliet.
Old Joliet. And not Joliet. Some people want to say Joliet, but it's Joliet.
Nice.
You like that?
I do like that.
I have a little foundation.
Okay.
The Joliet Correctional Center, originally known as Illinois State Penitentiary, colloquial, because I barely could say that, as Joliet Prison, Joliet Penitentiary, the Old Joliet Prison, and the Collins Street Prison, holy cow, that's a lot of names, was a prison in, you're never going to believe this, but Joliet, Illinois, United States, from 1858 to 2002, that is quite a stretch, is featured in the motion picture. Well, do we want to get in that? We'll get into some of that history. So
yeah, anyway, we'll wait.
Yep,
we'll wait.
We're going to wait on that. So it has a lot of history. It's creepy looking. Love it.
Yeah. And it's the one site I looked at says outside of Chicago. So I've never been to Joliet, Illinois.
My dad used to call on Joliet. He did a lot of the areas around Chicago, but that was one of his favorite. He always liked that. And he never talked about the prison, I don't believe. It is really cool looking.
It is.
Just built before the Civil War.
It's pretty old.
They
have held notorious criminals like John Wayne Gacy.
Yes.
We know him, the killer clown. And Babyface Nelson,
mm-hmm.
I think Babyface was, he was back in the 30s, I think, says the imposingly dark appearance of the prison casts a shadow on the surrounding area, given its sprawling perimeter and neo-Gothic architecture. Joliet was known for its unsanitary and unsafe conditions, with government officials calling for its shutdown for most of the facility's existence. Joliet Prison became a symbol for Chicago's criminality, being featured in numerous movies, TV shows, songs, and even a poem or two. So, yeah.
Guess what it was made out of?
The prison, what was it made of?
Mm-hmm.
plastic. No.
No.
Sandstone. All right. Not sandstone.
Close.
Why'd I say sandstone?
That's all right.
Good grief.
Rhymes with Einstone.
Huh?
Rhymes with Imestone.
Yeah, limestone. That's what I meant to say. I said sandstone.
No, you're fine.
One of the stones. I don't know. Rolling Stones.
Right, exactly. Mick Jagger, you're right. Keith Richards, that's right. His essence came from there. Joliet Correctional Center, which was a completely separate prison from Stateville Correctional Center in nearby Crest Hill, opened in 1858. The prison was built with convict labor leased by the state to contractor Lorenzo P. Singer. This sounds mafia-related, right? Sanger, and Warden Samuel K. Casey. The limestone used to build the prison was quarried on site. The first 33 inmates arrived from Alton, because Alton was a prison that became overcrowded, and they needed to replace it with this one.
Yes, that is true.
So, which is interesting. So that was in May 1858 to begin construction. The last prisoners were transferred in July of 1860. Both criminals and prisoners of war were confined there during the Civil War. The first corrections officer to be killed there was Joseph Clark in 1865. By 1872, the population had reached 1,239, which was a record number for a single prison at that time. From the 1870s, the prison had work contracts with local businesses. Chain gangs, right?
That set at 2,000 inmates by the late 1870s.
Oh, well.
Which packed the cell blocks, and the living conditions were unsanitary at best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
That's right.
Sounds like a fun place to be at. Yeah, this place, put it on the list, by the way, Sean.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it is. I looked at a lot
dark
of
dark energy, right?
Very intimidating, but say pretty, but it's a very cool architecture. It's got that look that you would think, you know. So I would encourage the creepies to check this place out. Look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Yeah.
It had a female cell house. The penitentiary's original plans included a 100-cell female cell house located inside the male penitentiary. Female prisoners were housed adjacent to the men's cells from 1859 until 1870, when they were moved to the fourth floor of the central administration building. So that's, it was part of a 100 cell block Joliet Women's Prison. So, and then they ended up building one across the street from the penitentiary. Mm. It's like, ooh, it was an exact replica of the male prison.
Gotcha.
Gosh. Anyway, yeah, that sounds like a horrible concoction.
Mm-hmm. Back in 1920, Nathan Leopold and Richard Loeb were sentenced to life at Joliet Prison for the murder of 14-year-old Robert Franks.
So that is a very, very famous story. Have you heard? Leopold Loeb or Loeb. Uh-huh. And one of them, he was like second cousin to one of them. I can't remember which one, the child that got killed. They tortured that poor kid. It's a sad, check that story out, read about it. It was
considered the crime of the century. Yeah.
And yeah, they thought they got, you know, the perfect crime. And
yeah, it was initially going to be just a ransom. Things went too far, and they left clues behind, and the police, basically it led them right back to them. Yeah. They were both originally sentenced to death penalty, but then their defense lawyer argued for life sentences.
Yeah, that's a brutal story, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were there. Yeah, Babyface Nelson, John Wayne Gacy, of course, the serial killer back in the 70s and 80s.
Also, serial murderer Robert Speck.
Oh, yeah.
He spent time there, too.
So he murdered... It really wasn't he was more of a mass murderer. He had gone to, it was a nursing school. So there was like six or seven nurses that was in a house together as they were going through nursing school. And he broke in and murdered every single one of them.
It's awful.
They're just all in their early 20s. Yeah, so
that's terrible.
Yeah, Richard Speck was not a good guy. So this place has had a lot of really bad people in it.
Right, yeah.
My gosh.
It says the prison was slow to modernize. There was no running water or toilets in the cells in 1910. The construction of the nearby Stateville Correctional Center began in 1917 and opened in March 1925. Was meant to lead to the swift closure of Joliet. This did not happen, and both prisons operated simultaneously for the rest of the 20th century. That's pretty wild.
Says executions were conducted on site, and sometimes they were gory. Hundreds were killed by electrocution or lethal injection on the grounds of Joliet Prison, and countless other inmates were murdered by inmates or simply died of disease or old age. Needless to say, many who enter the prison have felt some supernatural phenomena. The Gothic architecture, aging infrastructure, and the simple knowledge that death lurks at every turn are enough to keep most tourists on their toes.
Hmm.
I don't want to be on my toes, though. You ever walk on your toes?
Oh, it's hard.
It's
to do.
Difficult, yeah. Right.
Ballerinas are good at it.
They are good. Right. They literally walk on the toes. Yeah.
Ouch.
Joliet Prison has made its way to the big screen due to its notoriety and its supposed hauntiness. Hauntiness. I like that. The prison has made appearances in films like White Heat, Blues Brothers, and Let's Go to Prison. Now, I know White Heat and Blues Brothers. I've never heard of Let's Go to Prison.
I haven't either.
Either one of you heard of that?
No. Also with Prison Break, too, the show Prison Break.
Oh, yeah. I never watched that, but I know of it. It's also been on several TV shows, including a sketch on Saturday Night Live, Prison Break and Bones. Prison Break and Bones. The prison was also featured as a haunted location on Ghost Adventures in an episode centered on the serial killer John Wayne Gacy. Uh-huh.
It says in 1933, Lester Joseph Gills, Babyface Nelson, was released from Joliet Prison, and a mock-up, like you're talking about, of the foyer is shown in the 1957 movie Babyface Nelson, where Gillis, played by Mickey Rooney, is seen both entertaining and leaving the facility with a suitcase in his hand. The name of the prison can be seen in his exit sequence. It says, in the late 1960s, quasi-ethical hepatitis experiments at Willowbrook State School on developmentally disabled children became controversial. When these were discontinued, the U.S. Army recruited quote-unquote volunteers at Joliet to continue the experiments. It was a lot of Vietnam vets. It says, in reality, the quote-unquote volunteers were Vietnam draft conscious... Oh, they were, I'm sorry, Vietnam draft conscious objectors who agreed to drink feces-laden chocolate milkshakes and exposed to the feces of other inmates in an effort to mass-produce and isolate the virus that caused hepatitis A. Yuck. The Army was especially interested in hepatitis A because it was a classic disease of overcrowding and unsanitary conditions common in prisons and military camps. Yuck, yuck, and more yuck.
Mm. Ugh. They also had this prison. I think we've talked about this. They also housed Confederate soldiers during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Did
yes.
You
know?
Yeah.
Yep.
In the tour, if you take a tour, they don't leave out the gruesome stuff. They talk about the executions that were conducted in gruesome details. Legend has it that the spirits of those who have been unfairly treated and convicted have been spotted. Some tourists have said to have felt a supernatural phenomenon from those who have not been properly put to rest. No doubt, I guess.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. So...
This says, in 1975, members of the Almighty Black Peacestone Nation and other Chicago street gangs took over a cell block and held several correction officers hostage. The warden at the time, Fred L. Finkelbeiner, that sounds made up, spoke to the inmates through a bullhorn and promised they would not be harmed. Their primary grievance was the fact that they were being transferred to other prisons because they had too much control over inmates at Joliet. One former gang member, Herbert Cadillac Catlett, had reformed and been cooperating with the administration to bring about positive change. He tried to reason with the rioting inmates and was murdered. Warden Finkbeiner was, again made up, was standing in Catlett's blood as he spoke to the inmates, and the hostage situation was resolved. The warden later eulogized Catlett at an African American church in Chicago Heights. That's sad.
Yeah, just sad.
Yeah.
I guess people claim that you can still hear tormented voices echoing around in the prison walls. The stories of notorious inmates and violent deaths during the days of old Joliet prison are active enough to make your hair stand on end.
I bet. This place is, we just talked about Penhurst Asylum, how awful. This place sounds awful, too. Even for a prison, you know? Like, these aren't good people who are going to prison, but daggone.
Did you know, and it says 2005, some characters from Saw 2 were ex-Joliet prison inmates?
Say that again?
I didn't. 2005, some of the characters from Saw 2 were ex-Joliet prisoner inmates.
Oh, okay. Inmates. They use them in the movie. Okay.
Yeah.
I have never seen any of them.
I did not know that.
You did not know that?
I did not.
Reports of paranormal activity have been common in recent years. So it says... the first big ghost story to come out of this haunted prison began back in 1932. It says, in 1932, prisoners and townsfolk began hearing singing from the convict cemetery nearby, and this distant ghostly voice quickly caused a media firestorm. Every night for a month that summer, the ghost could be heard singing. It was said to resemble church hymns spoken in a foreign language. Says a less than spooky explanation was soon identified for the singing ghost. A prisoner who was in charge of the sump pumps in the nearby quarry had been singing on his nightly treks to the pumps. His voice carried through the undeveloped area, creating a ghostly echo in the night. But holes began appearing in the story almost immediately. Prisoners could not go to and from the quarry alone, and the quarry had been searched by 1930s ghost hunters nightly, and no trace of anyone was ever spotted. So, despite potential explanations, the legend of the singing specter endures unsolved. Yeah, it's a pretty cool story.
I guess photos have been taken around the prison and said to have unexplained shadowy anomalies in them.
Nice.
Ghostly whistling has been heard. Electronics are known to malfunction and have their batteries drained. Sounds of disembodied cries and wails have been heard in the cell blocks. Mm. Sudden negative, oppressive feelings have been encountered in certain buildings.
Nice. It's got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. This says this. The tales from the prison are not sugar-coated. The gruesome aspects of how inmates were treated in the prison, they include the unsanitary conditions that paved the way for deadly viral outbreaks, daring prison escapes, and executions. The prison was also known for housing Confederate soldiers during during the Civil War, which we talked about. It also mentions about hangings and electric chair executions that were conducted in the facility with such gruesome details. Legend has it that the spirits of those who have been unfairly treated and convicted have been spotted. Some tourists have said to have felt supernatural phenomenon from those who have not been properly put to rest. So people mm-hmm. are not happy. Yeah, the pictures are so creepy. You know, unsettling.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool pictures and a lot of them, not just of the building, but they actually show prisoners or people or, you know, maybe employees of the prison, which is really cool. And they'll say like, oh, 1909. Mm-hmm. This one.
It's wild to see it in operation. Yep.
This picture I'm looking at says an inmate seems to mourn the death of a fellow prisoner at the old convict cemetery of Joliet Prison. And he's in his striped convict mm-hmm. attire, yeah, and he's looking just down at there's some tombstones, and I'm like, wow, that looks like it's, yeah, maybe 1920s at the latest. So there's a really, yeah, a lot of cool pictures. Yep. Very gruesome place, very gruesome. I think it's neat that when movies or shows use these old, you know, prisons for movies or asylums or hospitals. I think that's kind of cool too, other than just like we talk about. It's neat that places can do tours and investigations, or if they use them for haunted attractions around mm-hmm. Halloween time. But it's also kind of neat to you know, when movies incorporate them in those buildings into their movie. It's kind
of
neat.
Of course, yeah. they turned it into, during spooky season, the old Joliet haunted prison too, attraction. So, and it's like, it's supposed to be really creepy. And again, just like other places we've talked about, the people that are running the show and the people that have gone through during these haunted attractions actually run into ghosts or specters that are not part of the attraction. And mm-hmm. they're like, nobody was there. That was not part of the show. That was paranormal. And there are lots of reports of that. And it's that, can you imagine like going to try to scare somebody else and you get scared or you get brushed mm-hmm. or you get pushed or you get bit or you get bruised, and it's like, that is not what I signed up for.
Right. Yeah, they said a lot of ghost hunts went on back in the early 1900s. I didn't know that was a thing back then.
Hmm.
Really? I mean, yeah, it says, here's one. It said, see, in the city's third ward, parties of ghost hunters formed to hunt the phantom. This was that one back in 1932. They would see a filmy, feminine form sitting in the weeds by the side of a neighborhood farm road. One child claimed to see the ghost moving towards the cemetery near the AME church. This was likely a church on Fairmont Hill, and the cemetery likely the old convict cemetery. It says hundreds of residents came out in search of the spirit, many heavily armed with various weapons. Wow. Around the same time, a buzz erupted over the possible haunting of the clock tower in nearby St. John's Catholic Church on Hickory Street. Alas, a very real woman was found to be probably behind the tale, as one reporter reckoned. But yeah, I didn't know that was a thing really back then. Mm-hmm. You know,
not wild.
It is wild. Yeah, I like this place. I wonder how. Let's see. So yeah, it's close to Chicago, so it can't be what, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Like that, I'd say a good 3 hours away. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, as I nail my my.
Bang boom.
Yeah, very. Yeah, I like to check out the old convict cemetery. Lot of you know, with the history of the inmates that they had, mm-hmm. you know, the famous ones and all of just so old. It's so freaking old. I like to check it out. I like it.
Yeah,
Nate, you got anything else for Sean?
It is considered one of the most haunted prisons. I mean, I know we sit there and say, oh, most haunted cities, most haunted this, most haunted that. But truly, this has a really dark past, and it's creepy. And just looking at the pictures gives you that feel. I watched videos on it, too, and they talked about how how spooky it is, how creepy it is. It's a great place to go and visit. I mean, just if nothing else for the history alone, but a lot of people go there and become overwhelmed with the energies.
Right. Right. Well, I like that they actually don't sugarcoat anything. I mean, if
it's wild that there were inmates until 2002. I think that is pretty crazy.
Yeah, right. That's what, only 21 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. Yeah, it's...
James Earl Ray was there, too. Did we mention
no,
him?
No.
I didn't know that either. It's, that was the first time I'd seen that.
Okay. Wow, they've had some really famous ones.
Yeah.
It says if you get the opportunity to investigate the areas and buildings that you can investigate are the hospital, chapel, and school, North Segregation, cafeteria, and East and West cell houses.
Okay.
Seems like a lot of places to investigate.
Yeah. I like the places that have, it's not just one building, there's a campus.
Yeah.
So like, you have multiple buildings you can check out. So I didn't know that. I didn't know they had, I'd actually never heard of the Joliet prison period until you
picked it up. Pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
It is a classic like movie spot on perfect looking prison.
I mean, well, I've never seen any of those shows, so I wouldn't even know. Oh, hey, I bet that's that's Joliet. I've never seen any of those or the movies that it was in. So,
it had an on-site cemetery there too.
Yeah.
And that is also something that is, like part of the hauntings.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the guards that are still there guarding, they're like that. They had, cell blocks stacked on top of each other. And it's just really like ominous there, like how people were packed together and treated. And
and it has ties
dark
to. Right.
Spooky.
Oh, yeah, very dark. And it has ties to Alton. Mm-hmm. Illinois,
which is the most haunted city in all of
and
the United States,
all
right?
Kinds of craziness going there. Yeah, we need to go there, and
well,
we heard a lot about Alton. So it's interesting.
My boss is technically my grand boss, the director of the rehab facilities, Keith.
Keith.
He has offered many times. It is his real name. He has offered many times because he is from Alton. That is his birth city, and he told me, he said, anytime you guys want to go, he's like, you got to go, and he's like, there's certain places you need to go. So he said he is up for that.
Yeah, I find it interesting that Alton's kind of tied into that, and the reason they built this place was because of the overcrowding.
Mm-hmm. This goes along the list of most haunted places in Illinois, or this is one of them: McPike Mansion, which we have talked about. What we need to talk about, right? Woodstock Opera House, the Doug Hill Road, and the Old Slave House. So there's like some.
Well, we haven't done the one though, right? You mentioned first. We haven't done.
No, we haven't done McPike, but we need to.
I think it's in my list my topic list. Not, I mean, yep. Anything else you guys have?
No.
I find this place somewhere we need to go to.
Mm-hmm.
One of the 4,816 places I think we counted.
There's we got to do more Illinois. Just like we got to do more Idaho. There's other place, the Showman's Rest, the Alley of Death. Man, how have we missed that one? Blood Points Road.
Did we do
the Alley of Death?
Yeah, it's the theater that got caught fire.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
That was my pick, by the
way. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for.
Sorry about that. Ashmore Estates. Old Shawneetown, that we definitely need to cover that one.
I'm going
to
give a shout out to
Illinois.
To Illinois, but Chicago has been number one and number
two.
It bounces back and forth with our hometown of Plainfield, Indiana, as the most listeners. So thank you, Chicago.
Well, this will help, right? Because
exactly.
If we cover Illinois.
I've been meaning to say that for weeks and weeks because they have been really strong with the totals. I look at it, every day, and I'm like, man. Every week, then I kind of see what the final is for that 7-day period in Chicago. It's either one or two.
You think it's the mafia listening? I mean, really.
You think so?
Let's be honest. Yeah.
The outfit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Al Capone's old gang, right? Still up there.
Well, we talk about him a lot, right? Because he seems like
these guys, we like these guys.
He makes it into about every location there is.
Heck yeah.
And, look, Al Capone.
There is a one other place that sounds interesting. It's called the Iron Furnace. No, I have no idea about it, but I love the name.
Sounds like a restaurant.
Doesn't it?
You know what I mean?
It sounds like a mafia.
Hey, where do you want to go tonight? Let's go to the Iron Furnace. I heard it's good.
Iron Furnace.
Yeah. Got good pizzas. Yeah.
Use guys.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Well,
sounds like fire, right?
I hope the creepies enjoyed that talk.
That's right.
Nate, help us out.
Do Do you think old Joliet's missing Romeo?
Oh.
Anyhow, that's a wrap.
They hear that stuff all the time.
he came in like he just could not wait. I saw the confidence.
He
I
came
thought, he's
in
got
like
something.
A wrecking ball.
I could tell. Yeah, that, he was like.
Can you see Nate riding in on a wrecking ball? No, I can't either. Shirtless.
Romeo and Joliet.
Romeo and Joliet. That is pretty classic.
I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. That's thank you for that. that was really good. You've been on your game tonight.
Wrecking ball, Nate.
Thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to the Middle Age Mini number 127 and our discussion on the spooky old Joliet prison. And until next time, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.